2 and 76 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 244X, American State Trials, a scratch pad that Conley wrote on, an ordinary white scratch pad. The following affidavit was executed by Manola McKnight. Saturday morning, April 26th, Mr. Frank left home about 8. Albert, my husband, got there about 1:15, and he was there when Mr. Frank came for dinner, which was about 1:30. Mr. Frank did not eat any dinner, and he left in about 10 minutes. Mr. Frank came back to the house at 7 o'clock that night, and Albert was there when he got there. Tuesday, Mr. Frank said to me, "It is mighty bad, Manola. I might have to go to jail about this girl, and I don't know anything about it." Sunday, Miss Lucille said to Mrs. Selig that Mr. Frank didn't rest so good Saturday night. She said he was drunk and wouldn't let her sleep with him, and she said she slept on the floor on the rug by the bed because Mr. Frank was drinking. Miss Lucille said Sunday that Mr. Frank told her Saturday night that he was in trouble, and that he didn't know the reason why he would murder, and he told his wife to get his pistol and let him kill himself. When I left home to go to the Solicitor General's office, they told me to mind how I talked. They pay me $3.50 a week, but last week they paid me $400, and 1 week she paid me $6.50. They would tell me to mind how I talked, and Miss Lucille gave me a hat. Notes found by policemen in sawdust beside the body of Mary Fagan, written on white and yellow paper. He said he would love me, laid down play like the night witch did it, but that long, tall, black Negro did by himself. Ma'am, that Negro fire down here did this when I went to make water, and he pushed me down a hole, a long, tall Negro black that did, had it. I write while play with me. The prisoner's counsel introduced in evidence the following statements made by the witness Conley before the trial. Statement of James Conley, May 18, 1913. My full name is James Conley. I reside at 172 Road Street with Lorene Jones. This woman is not my wife, and I have been living with her a little over 2 years. I have been having intercourse with Lorene Jones. I have been employed as an elevator man and roused about at the National Pencil Kirby Factory in Atlanta for the past 2 years. Before going there, I was employed by Dr. L. Palmer and others as a driver. Previous to that time, I worked for Adam Woodward as a stable hand. I am 27 years of age. On Saturday, April 26th, at 10:30, I left my house and visited a number of saloons between Fair and Peters and Haynes and Peters Street. I arrived home at 2:30 p.m. and found L. Jones there, and she asked me if I had any money. I gave her $3.50. At 3:30 p.m. or 4 p.m. on Saturday, I purchased 165 cents worth of beer and then returned to the factory.